and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we go, Thursday morning. It's the 21st day of March. I'm feeling pretty good for a Thursday morning, I guess.
Well, you might be feeling good, but how do I say this? There's a whiff I caught when you walked in today.
What does that mean?
Well, did you...
I thought I smelled good. I smell like your car.
Well, you also smell a little bit like fried, something fried. Did you fry something?
Not for breakfast. I didn't do that for breakfast. I didn't have breakfast yet.
Well, so what am I smelling? Like it's
you can't
it's
really smell
no,
anything,
it's strong, Brandon. It's strong.
Did my wife tell
I'm
you?
I'm trying not to be mean to you because you are sensitive.
I am sensitive,
but
because that's rude.
Well, you really you kind of smell like a fried chicken leg.
I didn't do chicken.
Okay, well, you smell like something fried.
I did crappie.
You smell like oil.
I did crappie in the garage because
really?
I'm not allowed to do that in the house. Our neighbor, Marty Hesch, gave us some crappie. And
yum.
I went out and I bought a new fryer because my wife made me throw our fryer away years ago because it stunk up the house.
Yeah, it does.
And she's like, you can't do that inside. But Kai wanted the fish so bad, I went out and I bought it last night. But it was kind of cold in the garage, so I wore this jacket while I was...
Holy moly, it is. Do you really not smell that? Like maybe it's in your nostrils and you can't get it out, but it's bad.
It's like people who work at restaurants or gas stations when they walk in, you know, sometimes you can figure out, oh, I bet they work in
food.
Yeah,
or if you work at a certain restaurant or something, you know, but man, as soon as you walked in the door, sometimes I can smell your Dracar when
you
walk in. But today it was a little bit different. It was a mixture and I don't like the mixture. Maybe it should just be fried fish or Dracar, not
right.
Fried fish and Dracar.
Well, I thought I was smelling pretty good today. Like, I was on point. Like, I thought I'd take you back to the 90s, but maybe not.
No, not so much.
All right, I'll work on that. What do you do to cover the smell after it's already in your clothes, though?
I don't... Maybe you just need to stand outside for a little while.
I do have a little bit of Lysol over here.
No, that makes it worse. Brandon, that makes it worse.
Is that...
Lysol, fried food, and Dracar?
Yeah. Mm. This will smell like your high school.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, wow. That is powerful.
It's bad.
Why is that so powerful?
I don't know.
What smells better, my fried fish or the Lysol?
The fried fish. Gosh.
That's pretty stout.
Oh.
I was looking back in the history books on this day on K-Fine 1997. Dina Carter had the number one song on K-Fine. The song was called We Danced Anyway. See if you remember this one.
You were laughing. We were so in love. We were so in love.
And the band played
songs that we had never heard, but we danced anyway. We never understood the words, we just sang. Oh, the la 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 la.
As a matter of fact, Dina Carter is going to be on the show later on this morning.
Really?
No, I made that up.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're feeling like you're strapped for cash, you might want to sell stuff in your house that you don't use. Think about all the stuff you might have packed away in the attic.
Yeah.
Like mine's jam-packed with stuff. I just keep everything.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to want to buy your, like, leopard pants.
Oh, why not? You could shadow box them. Like that jacket I wore last week, the burgundy jacket
yes.
with my burgundy hair and my Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
You could buy that. Old clothes accounts for a ton of stuff that we could go make money with. They said the average person has somewhere around 50 items they could sell.
Mm.
And that if they sold those items, they could make close to $700.
Really?
They're talking about $700 to $750 worth of stuff just laying around that we see is like stuff that we're just putting back to the side. Old clothes, books, shoes, home decor, old electronics.
I better get busy.
Dude, I have so many old electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I have old video
too.
Game systems upstairs. I have laptops upstairs.
Wow.
I have toys upstairs. We keep everything. We're like pack rats.
You need to do something about that.
But I feel like if I give it away or I sell it, that I'll have some need for it and I'll want it again.
Mm.
Does that make any
like
sense?
Like your Sega Genesis or something like that?
Legit. Like it's up there. And I had some system I bought because there was a wrestling game on it. Like, I think it was called the GameCube.
I remember that.
Okay, right. So, like,
yeah.
There were probably four games for it. But
right.
I have it. And there's no demand for it. Like, there's nobody's
no
begging for
No one wants a game.
Hey, who has the GameCube? But I have it. upstairs with a wrestling game.
Maybe you could get some vintage money off of that. Is it in good repair? Like good.
I bet I played it 10 times.
Wow. You might could get some money.
Will you look that up for me?
The GameCube?
I'm telling you, if it's on there and I can make some money, I'm selling it today.
Okay.
I won't part with my old wrestling clothes because for some reason I think those have value.
Why keep telling yourself that, buddy.
There's a huge tub of stuff. And I said a joke last week on my social media that like they wouldn't fit me now. Right?
I think you should bring the tub up here and you should have a modeling show.
With David. He's about the only person that can fit in it.
No, with you.
I can't put them on.
That's what makes it really
funny. No, not going to really be that guy. Funny. I'm not going to be Chris Farley. Ain't Farley in that thing. Because legit, I bet I was 130, 140 pounds when I wore this stuff.
Wow.
And I would try to round my weight up so people would thought I weighed more.
Right, right.
Like, oh, I weigh 160?
And they're like, no way.
They're like, dude, the wind blew and you flew 5 feet. You don't weigh 160.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're feeling like you're strapped for cash, you might want to sell stuff in your house that you don't use. Think about all the stuff you might have packed away in the attic.
Yeah.
Like mine's jam-packed with stuff. I just keep everything.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to want to buy your, like, leopard pants.
Oh, why not? You could shadow box them. Like that jacket I wore last week, the burgundy jacket with my burgundy hair and my Throwback Thursday. Yeah. You could buy that. Old clothes accounts for a ton of stuff that we could go make money with. They said the average person has somewhere around 50 items they could sell. Mm. And that they sold those items, they could make close to $700.
Really?
They're talking about $700 to $750 bucks worth of stuff. Just laying around that we see is like stuff that we're just putting back to the side. Old clothes, books, shoes, home decor, old electronics.
I better get busy.
Dude, I have so many old electronics.
Mm-hmm.
I have old video game systems upstairs. I have laptops upstairs.
Wow.
I have toys upstairs. We keep everything. We're like pack rats.
You need to do something about that.
But I feel like if I give it away or I sell it, that I'll have some need for it and I'll want it again. Does that make any
sense? Like your Sega Genesis or something like that?
Legit. Like it's up there. And I had some system I bought because there was a wrestling game on it. Like, I think it was called the GameCube.
I remember that.
Okay, right. So, like, there were probably 4 games for it. But I have it. And there's no demand for it. Like, there's nobody's begging for it.
No one wants a game.
Hey, who has the GameCube? But I have it. Upstairs with a wrestling game.
Maybe you could get some vintage money off of that. Is it in good repair? Like, good...
I bet I played it 10 times.
Wow. You might could get some money.
Will you look that up for me?
Because GameCube?
I'm telling you, if it's on there and I can make some money, I'm selling it today.
Okay.
I won't part with my old wrestling clothes because for some reason I think those have value.
Why keep telling yourself that, buddy.
There's a huge tub of stuff. And I said a joke last week on my social media that like they wouldn't fit me now. Right?
I think you should bring the tub up here and you should have a modeling show.
With David. He's about the only person that can fit in it.
No, with you.
I can't put them on.
That's what makes it really funny.
No, no. Not going to really be that guy. Funny. I'm not going to be Chris Farley. Ain't Farley in that thing. Because legit, I bet I was 130, 140 pounds when I wore this stuff.
Wow.
And I would try to round my weight up so people would thought I weighed more.
Right, right.
Like, oh, I weigh 160?
And they're like, no way.
They're like, dude, the wind blew and you flew 5 feet. You don't weigh 160.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Jessica Simpson. So we posted a pregnancy picture of her earlier in the week, and we both agreed that it looked like she was going to give birth any second.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she did. Congratulations to Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric. They welcomed their third child into the world. It's a little girl. Her name is Birdie Mae Johnson. Now, here's the thing. She posted a picture of Birdie on Instagram, and the picture of Birdie looks like a really small infant, just like a newborn. But we now know that baby Birdie weighed 10 pounds and 13 ounces.
That's crazy.
So again, Jessica Simpson, now the proud mother of three.
Congratulations to her. That photo's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. Also today, Gotcha Gossip on Lori Loughlin. She is Aunt Becky from Full House. Her daughter is Olivia Jade. Olivia was, accepted into USC after about a $500,000 payoff.
Mm.
I didn't realize this. Olivia Jade wasn't just a student, though. She was a, quote, social influencer. She has almost 2 million followers on YouTube and 1.4 million on Instagram. She believes now her parents... Since they paid that much money to get her into college, She feels her parents have ruined her career.
Ooh.
They paid $500,000 and ruined her life, according to Olivia Jade. She's mad at her parents. But it's a pretty wild turn to that story. And who would have thought that Aunt Becky would get in so much trouble?
Man. Got you gossip on the popular Netflix series Stranger Things. If you're a fan, get ready because season 3 is going to come out July 4th. And now to help you, they have a teaser. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And of course, every morning on KFine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you've seen the videos of the martial arts student in Middle Tennessee, where all of a sudden, you know, he's doing martial arts and he's sparring and he realizes he's sparring with his dad who's back from the military.
He has a blindfold on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So this video has gone everywhere and it's a viral sensation. Little did I know that Kelly Perry is personal friends with the person who was right there in that school.
I am, and I didn't realize it until yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. I know him.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get them on the phone later on this morning. Mm-hmm. Jason's a wrestling fan too, right?
Yeah, he is.
Maybe we'll even talk old school wrestling.
I can't wait.
And we'll talk what it's like now to be a viral sensation in his own school. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool story, and we'll talk to him right around 7:45 this morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Man, this is a good one today, Brandon. 37-year-old guy near Minneapolis who still lives with his parents got kicked out on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking. Okay. He's 37, still lives with his parents. His mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, but he wouldn't get into her SUV. Instead, he laid down in the driveway, which sounds pretty mature, and he dared her to run over him.
Oh, wow.
Get this. She actually did it.
No, she did
She must
not.
Have been fed up and was like, okay. And she did it.
You can't run over your child, even if they tell you to.
Her 2-ton Ford Explorer crushed his pelvis, and he ended up needing surgery, but he's listed in fair condition.
That's not even funny.
I know. The mom, Cynthia, is facing charges for second-degree assault and reckless driving. And believe it or not, she's not the craziest person in her family, and neither is her son. It turns out that Cynthia is the sister of a woman named Lois, who's currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
And also for killing some woman who looked like her and was trying to steal her identity. So this family's pretty messed up. But this story reminded me of a joke, Brandon.
Oh, it's real funny, Kelly. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
A blonde is driving down the freeway in her car when her boyfriend calls. When she answers, he says, "Hi, honey, it's me. I just wanted to call and tell you, be really, really careful. It says on the news that there's a car driving the wrong way on the freeway."
Oh, no.
You know what she said?
What's that?
"There's not one. There's hundreds of them." Get it? She's the one going the wrong way.
That's all you gotta know.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Speaking of sweet, there's Jessica Simpson.
I can let my head down. I
right?
Can say hey. Jessica. I know it gets me right.
We spent one night together.
Brandon, that is so misleading.
What? We did. I have photographic
proof.
You
got a picture with her.
You shut up and stop trying to ruin my story.
30 seconds long.
No, it wasn't. It was longer than that. And then she looked at me for a while, too. So Jessica had her baby, 10 pounds, 13 ounces. I want to know, can anybody beat that?
Man.
Who has had a bigger kid than that? It's up on social media on our Facebook page. You can go there, facebook.com/KFIN1079. It's also going to be on my Instagram story, my Insta story here in a moment, which you can find me on Instagram, Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're keeping up with David the Barrel Boy while he's on vacation. Again, he went on a whirlwind trip to San Antonio.
Whirlwind.
I had a lot of people, when we say, hey, if we could give you a vacation to anywhere, where would you want to go? A lot of them pick San Antonio.
I mean, 99 out of 100 picked San Antonio.
Most people want to go to the Alamo.
To remember it.
So we pick on David. David's offended at the fact that we picked on him and said, hey, it's a kind of... maybe not the most exciting, like maybe we could have gone to the beach. Like there's tons of people I see on my Instagram who have gone down to the beach and I see all these beach photos and I'm jealous.
I know.
I don't feel jealous of David's photos and his Insta stories where he's showing like heads on walls and stuff and he's at a wax museum.
Yeah. And he posted a picture of like a wax Taylor Swift and said it looks just like her. And I was like, I hope he's being sarcastic because it didn't.
Ironically enough, let me go back because I screenshotted and saved that. Do you know why I saved that? Who do you think I think that looks like?
I don't know.
To me, this looks like you at charity ball.
I had my hair up, Brandon.
Well, I'm just saying in general, that's a very Kelly Perry look.
Okay.
I want you to stand against the wall.
No,
and I'm going to take a photo.
No, we're not doing that.
No, we are today.
It's Taylor Swift.
Nope, we're going to do that today.
No.
But David's like, he's gone to these places where there's like elk on the wall and stuff like that. And then I see people like, you know, skydiving at the beach.
Parasailing.
Right? Yeah. And like, I get that the wax museum is probably a lot of fun if you're taking your kids, right?
Right.
But like, just for like a single couple who's going to get married, it's like one of your last rendezvous off, you know, to adventure.
Right.
It's not even hiking. Like, I wouldn't want to go hiking, but some people like hiking.
It's a little different.
So then we were joking because David is out there with his fiance, Rachel, and we're like, oh, they're at the Riverwalk. That is kind of cool. You hear a lot of people talk about the Riverwalk.
Yeah.
And then Kelly reminded me that it's probably about 40 degrees at the Riverwalk.
Yeah, they probably stood there for about 5 seconds to get that picture and then like tried to find, you know, shelter.
Anyway, that's on David's Instagram and his Instagram story. I promise you, I want you to pose just like this.
I am not posing like that.
This is a Kelly Perry thing. That's what he thought. That's what he was talking about, I think. And David is also the one who should never be allowed to take pictures of anybody else because he takes such weird angles of photos. Like there was a picture he took of his fiance the other day and it was like, imagine you're the fork on the table. And that's the perspective he gave you. I'd punch him in the face if he took pictures of me.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going to have to talk to her about that.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to have her. She's going to have help with David because it's a really crazy thing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jessica Simpson's baby weighed 10 pounds, 13 ounces, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for anybody who might have had kids that big or bigger. Amanda Fuller on Facebook says she had a child who was 9 pounds and 1 ounce.
Ooh.
Still a big kid, right? 9 pounds. Heather Driscoll, check this out. Had a child that was 11 pounds, 7
Whoa.
Ounces. Oh my gosh. Because Kyle was like 6, I think Leslie said 6'11 or something like that.
Yeah, and I think Kurt lost weight before he left. He was the only one that lost weight when we left.
What, can you weigh before they leave?
Well, yeah. He was 6'4 when he was born. And then
before he left the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, Brandon.
I thought you were saying like they weighed prior to delivery.
No, but there is a way to do that. There's some type of formula to do that. I really thought when I was pregnant that he was going to be like 15 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Leslie was hoping Kai was going to be that big.
Because when you gain like 80 pounds, you're like, surely the baby's at least 10 pounds of that. Nope, just 6.
There you go. Hey, speaking of babies being born, we have birthdays coming up in a few minutes. So if there's somebody on your birthday list we need to celebrate today, let us know who it is.
If you have a birthday you want us to shout out, go to Facebook.com. Facebook.
All right.
/KFIN1079 or text us. Sorry about that. Text BBITM followed by your message to 62582.
This has been a public service announcement as to why not to drink early in the morning.
Brandon, I'm not drinking.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. What happens in a small town? I thought her voice fit perfectly with his. There's something about when she comes in, that
rocker
song,
voice.
It like takes it to a different level. She actually celebrated her birthday yesterday. So,
did you send her some flowers?
I did some digital flowers. I sent her some of those.
Okay.
Instagram flowers.
Hmm.
Also saw photos of her posing with the koala bear.
I know.
Like, how cool is that? She's in Australia holding a koala. And it's like the same way that you would envision holding one, like if you got to go on a safari. But most people don't get to do that.
Well, and you hold them like babies, too. You know how like a baby you try to hold? That's how the koala looks. Like she's just holding this baby.
It's such a cute picture.
A koala.
It's up on her Instagram, maybe her Instagram story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, check out Lindsay L. All right, country music news is coming up here in just about 8 minutes.
And there's another huge country store that's been booked for the NFL draft festivities in Nashville. We'll tell you why you want to book your rooms coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're about to do country music news, but I was looking for a...
Speaking of the one that got away, I'm pretty sure you got away from several ladies back in 1990. What is that, five?
That's 95. I found the video I'm going to use for my Throwback Thursday.
It might be the best one you've ever posted.
Why does my head look so big?
Well, number one, you have a bowl cut
It's not a bowl cut. There's a mullet there, too.
No. Hang on. It's a half bowl cut, half mullet. It's a bowl cut with a mullet.
What would you call that?
A bowl mullet. I don't know. A mullet bowl.
A bullet?
A bullet. Yes. It's wow.
But my head looks huge because I have such big hair.
I'm speechless.
And my body is so small. What do you estimate that I weigh there legit? Because I was saying 140.
110.
It might be 110. Like legitimately. I've probably carried dog food.
There's no body fat.
No, so people would tell me you were ripped. I'm like, no.
Are those purple khakis?
Let me turn this back around. We have stuff to do.
And did you have on a white blazer like Don Johnson from?
Okay, I did at one point. It was different back then.
There's shoulder pads in it, Brandon.
Okay, well, this will be posted on my Throwback Thursday.
Perfect.
On my social media. Again, I weigh about
110 85 pounds.
It looks awful. Like, how could I ever get that small again? Is it even possible?
I don't think it should be.
I think my bones have grown more than that.
You're just big boned.
Thank you.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the ACM Awards are coming up live from Las Vegas, April the 7th. We've already told you about some of the performers that are going to be there. We've talked Kane Brown, Miranda Lambert. We've talked Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Al Dean, George Strait. But we now know more performers. They've announced more. Dierks Bentley, Brooks and Dunn, and back together for that reboot. They're going to perform. Eric Church, Kelly Clarkson, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Arkansas's Ashley McBride. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome because essentially at a country music show, all of the biggest stars are going to perform. It's the ACM Awards coming up from Vegas on April the 7th.
The NFL Draft is being hosted in Nashville on April 25th and 27th. And most of the stuff, everything that they do is basically free. So if you go downtown, there's all of these people doing free stuff. We mentioned earlier this week that Tim McGraw is going to be performing on the main stage on Friday, the 26th. But the newest headline that's been announced is Dierks Bentley. So his free outdoor concert will be Saturday, April 27th, also on the main stage in downtown Nashville. So again, it's free. There's all kinds of public activities going on for the 2019 NFL Draft. So basically, you just need a room to stay, and you've got all of this free stuff to do.
That's huge.
And it's, the 25th through the 27th of April.
One of my favorite Dierks songs is this one right here.
Come a little closer, baby.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm. I feel like letting go.
Also, there's news out on Eric Church. We've told you that Eric Church is playing Little Rock coming up in October. It's October 25th. Tickets go on sale next week. But the thing is, like, Eric Church has been doing these deals where he goes out and does really cool stuff at his shows. Like, we've seen him go up to the very top row of the arena and give out floor pit passes so people can go from the top of the arena all the way down to the floor. So he was at his hometown arena in Greensboro, North Carolina. And you see him go out through the concourse of the arena before anybody's there. They haven't opened the doors yet. And he goes out to the front doors where everybody is lined up waiting to come in. And they got to meet Eric Church.
That's awesome.
Just like that. You should see people freaking out. It was a pretty cool thing. And that's actually up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you've probably seen the viral video from Tennessee where a young boy is sparring, doing some belt testing with Taekwondo, and he's blindfolded. And all of a sudden, his father, who's been deployed in the National Guard, is there sparring with the boy. He takes the blindfold off. There's the dad.
Oh, it's a killer.
And it's made people cry all over the world over the last couple of days. Little did we know, we have a connection to that martial arts studio in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Yeah, his name is Jason Warren. He's a good friend of my husband and I, and it's his karate school.
So we're going to call him and get an idea of what it's like now that he's become a little bit of a viral sensation because everybody's seeing his school. That's a pretty big deal. You can't plan for that.
Right.
You can't plan for all these celebrities to share those moments. But how did this happen? How did they set this up? Mm-hmm. How did he know the dad was coming in? Like, that's a pretty cool story.
It is.
We're going to talk to Jason coming up here in just a few minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, what we're going to do right now is we're going to pick up the phone, and we're calling Jason Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Success Martial Arts, Lebanon, Tennessee. He's a viral sensation.
This is Jason.
Jason.
Jason, the viral sensation.
That's perfect.
That's right. How are you guys this morning?
Hey, man, we're good. How are you?
Have you gotten any sleep?
Fantastic. What's that?
Have you gotten any sleep?
Actually, woke up probably about 30 minutes ago.
Oh.
All right, so you did rest. That's good.
Yeah, I'm fresh and ready.
So, man, so we saw this story the other day, and I saw the headline, and I didn't realize how close to home it was, right? I didn't realize we're talking Lebanon, Tennessee, right?
And
the whole story on this young guy who's in there, he's sparring, he's blindfolded, the soldier returns. Little did we know this was all your deal.
Yes, sir. It's been a group effort, to help make this whole thing a success. I mean, we had a part in it, and there's been some other individuals that have been, key figures in making this whole thing a success.
So let's talk about, for people who haven't seen the video as of yet, and again, it's a viral deal that celebrities are sharing all over their social media as well. Set the scene as to what was going on and why this has turned into such a big deal.
Okay, to kind of start off with, none of us really expected it to even go as viral as it's gone. I mean, it's truly been a humbling experience for, I think, everybody involved. As far as like the media coverage and stuff, I mean, that wasn't me or the family or anybody that set that up. That's, other friends of the family that, kind of surprised us with, with all of that. So
mm-hmm. Right.
The coverage was amazing. To kind of go back and how this all started, it really started about 4 weeks ago, I guess, 3 to 4 weeks ago. We didn't really know when, Staff Sergeant Rob was coming back. We had an idea that it was going to be around the 20th, which is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They had it. We still were kind of shooting for Wednesday to try and put this together. The date, it's hard to really set a for sure date. We were shooting for Wednesday, but then it became, well, it might be Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, it became, he was landing at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. So we had to kind of, rearrange a lot of stuff to, to make it happen. But we had to keep Rob and keep his son away from each other. So, Luca was sent off to spend the night with a couple of friends. And
how old is he, Jason?
I believe he's 9.
Okay.
He may be 10 now, but yeah, I think he's 9. He's been with us for about 4 years.
And so what?
What
did you guys say to him when they got to the studio? Like, was he belt testing or what was going on?
No. So what we ended up doing is we couldn't tell the students. We couldn't tell any of the parents. We didn't want to take take a chance on anybody, making this whole thing, a flop. We wanted this to be a big moment for Luca, so we didn't want anybody to know what's going on. We wanted it to be a total surprise. And all it takes is just telling the wrong person and
right.
Word get out and ruin this entire moment for Luca. So we had what's called a hyper class, and Kelly, you're familiar with those.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hyper class. We had our advanced class, which was coming up after that. We kind of, meshed the two classes together and told everybody we were just going to have a really fun, exciting day, and we're going to kind of do some different things involving sparring and doing some sparring games. And, I kind of even prepped Luca for that. I, had talked to him Saturday and, told him, man, you got to come to class Monday. I got a, exciting plan. We've got all kinds of games, that I think you're going to really enjoy. And,
yeah.
You don't want to miss this. And, so try to kind of put it into his head, because he's a smart kid and
right.
he can figure things out pretty easily. And so what we did is, we played a couple other sparring games, and I told everybody we were going to do have a game where we blindfold some of the kids, and then they're going to spar with the instructors and see if they can guess which instructor they're sparring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we would bring up about 3 kids at a time, and we probably ran 9 kids, prior to Luca, and they were having a blast with it. The parents were getting a kick out of it, and then at the end, I was like, all right, we got time to maybe take one more kid. Who wants to go? And all these hands were going up. So we pulled Luca, and I said, all right, I said, you're going to run, against 3 different instructors. I said, so, and, you know, we'll stop him and we'll let him guess. And so he sparred one instructor, and then he sparred one of our other instructors, and then he sparred with me for a little bit. And then I was going to be the final win before his dad. And so I'd spar with him a little bit till, you know, his dad was coming in and motioned for him to come over, and he took over.
Wow.
And one of the plans was when he gets in there and is sparring with him, we want him to say something like, put your guards up. And the name Shib is a family nickname that really only they know. I mean, none of us, I mean, he's been with me for 4 years. I've never heard that nickname.
Right.
You know, so that was kind of the most priceless moment, is when he says something and it's obvious, you know, that triggers, you know, Lucas, you know.
Aww.
He was expecting his dad home Friday. He, you know, he didn't even know it was going to be Wednesday. He was thinking it's Friday, and we all kind of just left him, you know, to keep thinking that.
Yeah.
You know? He had already seen videos of other soldiers coming home, you know, and surprising, you know, kids at school. And I think maybe that was in the back of his mind, that his dad would show up at school. But I think Taekwondo class was the last thing he expected. And when we were planning this, you know, me and Leah, which is his mother, you know, we wanted a epic way of, you know, trying to make something that's different than nobody, you know, we haven't done, and something that really, you know, is going to be just a cool thing to do. And it's, you know, we started talking about the blindfold stuff, and then it, you know, he was going to do a forearm blindfold, and then it became, let's fight, you know, let's do something fighting. And then, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't think we could have come up with a better idea as far as something just creative and, you know.
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so you gave me chills just talking about it. And then you think about, like, you know, this is a cool moment for all of us to see from the outside, and we see it through the social world and the digital world. But for Luca and for Rob, this is something, probably one of the biggest imprints on his entire life is what you all were able to provide. And that's just such a special thing.
Absolutely.
How's the family handling everything?
Well, through this whole ordeal with just how viral everything's gotten, I think it's been kind of a shock.
Yeah.
His dad is more of the kind of guy that doesn't enjoy as much spotlight. You know, he's one of those that's like, I think it's big for him. I mean, as far as, you know, it's just not his thing. He doesn't like to be, you know, spotlighted on everything, you know. But I think for Luca's sake, I think, you know, it's,
he's a rock star.
He is. He's a superstar. And as you know, Staff Sergeant Rob said in his interview with one of the other stations, is we don't think about the strain that it puts on, you know, your children or your spouse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been tough. And, you know, I think with him being gone, it, you know, I think I've gotten even closer with them, because, you know, while they've been gone, I mean, Luca's, you know, we had conversations back when his dad was leaving, and, you know, about the responsibility he's going to have, you know, to step up. And, you know, I was even telling Luca, as an instructor, you know, my expectations that you're doing good for your mom and that you're continuing to work hard in school. And because obviously we know the strain that it's going to put on him over the course of this next year. And there was some very trying times, you know, it was starting to take an emotional toll on him, and he's a very tough exterior kid, and both of his parents are that same way, very, you know, tough. But we, through this, you've kind of learned, you know, Luca has a sensitive side, and it was starting to really, really poke at him a little bit, and grades were starting to slip in school. You know, and there was a day about 4 or 5 months ago where we met at a local coffee shop, and met with, you know, with Luca's mom and one of his former school teachers that's, you know, still been a big part of his life. And we were trying to put our heads together to figure out how we can help Luca. And Luca was in school at this particular day, so it was just the three of us. And so with the three of us all kind of jumping in and really trying to help him, you know, I would start having some more conversations with Luca about expectations and even holding him accountable for those expectations. You know, we were able to really kind of help turn him around, and the grades were starting to come back up. And, you know, I felt like as a community, we made a good impact, you know, for Luca. But it definitely didn't come without its challenges. And, you know, so it's just, that whole experience was you know, amazing. And I think, you know, just to see those tears come from Luka and the you know, the way he had to step up to the plate while his dad's gone, it's just all been a very humbling experience for everybody involved. And that particular night, there wasn't a dry eye in that building.
No.
I'm one that it's like, I just don't tear up for things. I don't cry. I don't, you know, and my eyes were
that got you,
welling
didn't
up
it?
That night.
Yeah.
I had to hold it together.
Well, I think when you go back and you see all the different celebrities and world people, you know, people all around the world that have been tweeting about this and putting it on social media, you can realize the impact. And again, Jason Warren, Success Martial Arts, Lebanon, Tennessee, on the phone. And just hearing you talk about how you want to, I mean, yeah, you do martial arts, and that's kind of the backdrop of what you're going to do. But at the same point, you're trying to instill those values and teach those life lessons to the students, much like Kelly's husband, Joey Perry, does with his martial arts academy. And I think the more I figure out about those of you who do martial arts, that's really what it's about. It's not necessarily about the form and the weapons and all of that. It's about those life lessons, those moments. And the moment that you created for Rob and Luka is one that, man, he'll never forget.
Absolutely. Instructors are more than just a karate or taekwondo instructor. You're almost a counselor in that child's life. And they come from all walks of life. And, you know, they've all got different things going on in their life. And, you know, we have a lot of kids being raised by grandparents. And there's just a lot of things that, a lot of variables that come with every kid. And, you know, you got to handle each one of them differently, you know. But Luca's a superstar and, you know, he's talented and, you know, he's a good kid. And that's the families, they've been great. And they're one of those that's always participating and trying to help us do something. They're, you know, They're kind of a big deal around town, and they're always pitching in, trying to help Smack, and, you know, they've just been really good to us.
So for people who haven't seen the video, they've heard us talk about it, but maybe they've missed it on social media. Do you have a social spot that people can go to watch this whole story unfold? Is it up on your Facebook?
It's crossing all of our Facebook pages and Instagrams and stuff like that. You know, there's a, another lady that's been a big key figure in this. Her name is Helene. You know, she's been posting everything. So, I mean, it's every article that's out there. She's been sharing it, and it's been more of a welcome home page for Staff Sergeant Sester Nino. So if you go on there with, her name's Helene Cash.
Okay.
You can see everything on there, and you know, just so much information. And it's like every time we pick up our phone, it's like something else is coming out. And, you know, I can't even hardly keep up with what else out there.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty neat problem to have. And again, we'll share that stuff on our social media as well. And
yeah.
I know you're busy. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning. And obviously, man, for you all up there in Tennessee, a big shout out to everybody involved in making that special for Luka and for his family.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Jason
All right,
Warren.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, man. Jason Warren on the phone this morning, Success Martial Arts in Lebanon, Tennessee. We'll share that video if you haven't seen it yet on our social media here in just a moment.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we talked to Jason Warren of Success Martial Arts, Smack.
Smack.
In Lebanon, Tennessee. It's a really cool story. Again, if you haven't heard the story, Luka is the 9-year-old. His dad comes back from the National Guard, one of the soldier return surprise deals. It's become like a worldwide deal. Even the president has been putting this on his social media.
Regrammed it and put it on Twitter and all kinds of stuff.
Yes. I mean, it's one of those really emotional things where the kid has no idea that dad's there and he's sparring with dad.
What's crazy to me, too, I watched it several times, not realizing it was somebody I knew.
Jason's in there, though.
I know.
You can see him
I
in
know.
The video. But again, you see it in your feed. Yeah. You don't realize you have the local connection. We just shared that on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out, facebook.com/KFIN1079. Also on social media, in just moments, I have found another classic video. I'm not sure if everybody's seen this, and probably a lot of you haven't. I am not wearing a shirt, and I weigh about probably 100 to 110 pounds at the age of 18 in the Mid-South Coliseum. I have my long blonde hair, but Kelly says somehow I still have a bowl cut with a mullet.
You have a bowl cut all the way around until the back of your head, and then it's a mullet. So it's a mullet.
I confront handsome Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. We beat him up in the Mid-South Coliseum. And then Kelly just turned her computer around, and she
I don't know if I'm showing this yet.
No, you have to. If I say this, you have to commit to showing it. Kelly as an adult in a cheerleader outfit doing dances from high school.
Although I will say it was an adult like 18 years ago.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there too. It wasn't yesterday.
No. So Kelly's going to post her adult video coming up here.
Brandon,
in just a few,
oh my gosh, you get on my nerves.
In just a few moments on her social media, and watch your follow requests explode.
1,000.
I'd be jealous of that if you got that many and I didn't get them. It's the same way when I see people that get all those likes.
Everyone,
man,
go add me and not Brandon.
Don't do that to me because that bothers me in my mind.
It does.
So Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, mine's Brandon on KFIN.
And Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you're looking for the perfect recipe for a perfect day, let me give it to you. This is what people have found is the perfect day, right? So the day starts at 8 a.m. You get a good night's sleep. Your day starts at 8 a.m.
That already messes up my day. 11.
When yours starts at 4 a.m., that's bad, right? They say you sleep 9 hours. You wake up at 8 a.m. There's plenty of laughter through the day, which is kind of our job. You don't have to work, which is awesome. You get to sit down for at least one really good meal out of the entire day. You get to be somewhere where you can feel the sun on your face. Again, this makes you have the perfect day. You have good music to listen to. So, I mean, again, like, this is ideal. If you wake up right around now, we make you laugh. We play great music.
Yeah.
Like, we're the perfect deal for your
Brandon's
day.
A ray of sunshine. It's basically looking upon the sun.
Oh, it's just like that. They say if you have fresh sheets when you get into the bed.
Oh, that is a good one.
Spend part of your day outside. There's money that you find, and you have a clean home.
That sounds like a great day.
It's the perfect day. And a lot of people say that their perfect day also includes them hanging out in their pajamas all day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have real pajamas or do you have, is just like mismatched stuff?
They're Toy Story. I'm just kidding. Your face.
Woody?
No, it's Buzz Lightyear.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Will you wear those to work tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, sweet.
To infinity and beyond.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The album, if you haven't listened to it
yet. So good.
It is so good. Mm-hmm. I was doing fish last night in the garage.
And you were listening to some Marin Morris, weren't you?
I told my wife, I said, go inside and bring me back some Marin. Okay. I'm cool like that, so I can say stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I realize when I say it on the air, that does not sound cool.
And maybe when you were with your wife, it didn't sound cool.
Yeah, that could be it too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Scientists in the United Kingdom have found a new hot sauce. And if you think you like spicy stuff, I know I have friends who are like, oh, I want the hottest wing sauce we can get. And you're like, well, you can't enjoy that. Oh, it's fun. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Is that how your friends sound?
Most of them talk like that. That's why I don't go.
I didn't know if they all talk like this.
A little bit like that. I want some hot wing sauce, right? But they say they've come up with a new hot sauce that actually they call the Venom Chili Sauce. Ugh. And they say this hot sauce actually mimics the pain you feel if you were to be bitten by a venomous spider.
Who wants that?
Like, it goes off to the same pain receptors in your body. And it makes you feel like when you eat that hot sauce that you've been stung by a venomous spider.
Wow.
There's no way.
There's got to be somebody... There's something wrong with you if that's what you want.
Have you seen those guys? Oh, because I know people who are like, have you tried the hottest hot sauce ever? I had this conversation with Brad Mercury at a wrestling show. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, there's one. Like, you take a little tiny bite, like a little tip of your fingertip, and it lights you on fire and you feel like you're going to cry. I'm like, that's not enjoyable.
Taco Bell mild sauce is hot to me.
So, yeah, we're not going to be trying this anytime soon.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is National Fragrance Day. Kelly accused me of smelling like fried food when I got here this morning.
Well, I didn't accuse you. It was just it was real.
I smelled like fish.
Yeah, you did.
Fried fish and hush puppies.
Knocked me straight to the wall.
That was for dinner last night. The top 10 favorite smells on National Fragrance Day. And I can't do the number one best smell because of my allergies. But they say that a lot of people love the smell of fresh cut grass.
Okay. I like it, but I don't want to just go out and just smell. But
coffee's number two.
Yep.
Bacon, clean laundry, cake, fried food made the list of the best smells, but I don't know about that. Christmas trees also made the list.
Hmm.
Okay, here's the worst smells though, right?
Okay.
The worst smell overall is body odor.
Oh, yeah.
Sour milk.
Ugh.
Stagnant water.
Hmm.
Armpits. Dirty socks. Dirty clothes.
I like how you're enunciating
and
everything.
Sauerkraut.
Ooh, see, but I love sauerkraut.
The flavor.
Yeah, it does kind of stink up the house.
It's natural. It's National Fragrance Day, so we should all celebrate.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we love country music. We love seeing all of our favorite stars perform. The ACM Awards are right around the corner. They're happening on April the 7th. There's a new list of performers that are out there. So added to the list, Dierks Bentley, Brooks and Dunn, Eric Church, Kelly Clarkson, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Arkansas's Ashley McBride gets to perform at the ACM Awards. And now that latest lineup joins people like Kane Brown, Miranda Lambert, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, Jason Aldean, and George Strait, all performing at the ACM Awards live from Vegas on April the 7th.
The NFL draft is coming up, and it's being hosted in Nashville. It's going to be April 25th through 27th. There's a lot of free stuff that's going on, too, especially downtown. So we mentioned earlier this week that Tim McGraw will be performing on the main stage on Friday. Well, we just found out the newest headline is going to be Dierks Bentley. So his concert's going to be on Saturday, also on the main stage in downtown Nashville. But again, it's free. There's public activities for the 2019 NFL draft during the three-day celebration the whole time. So again, that is April 25th through the 27th.
So I'm a big fan of Eric Church. He's coming to Little Rock, the Verizon Arena. It's called the Double Down Tour, and tickets go on sale next week. Here's the deal with Eric Church in Little Rock. You never know what he's going to do. We've seen videos of him going up to people at the very top row of the arena and giving them pit passes and saying, hey, join me in the pit down there on the floor.
Wow.
So he was in Greensboro, North Carolina the other night, and he walked out before they opened the doors to the venue and everybody's lined up to get inside. He randomly goes out there with his team and starts greeting people as they're waiting to get in the venue. And you can tell.
Yeah.
People connect with him, and it was a pretty sweet thing. You can actually check out that video on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, and that's kfine.com. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what is on TV tonight?
Well, if you don't like basketball, don't turn it on.
Okay.
Because the NCAA tournament starts today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all that's starting. Tonight's schedule also includes Hollywood Medium, Gotham, Supernatural, Grey's Anatomy, and also Legacies, The Orville, and Station 19.
Hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget about the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. When you go there today, you can actually hear our interview with Jason Warren. He was the guy who was partially behind the soldier return video from the martial arts school in Tennessee. It's Jason's school, and we talked to him about how they set that up and kind of what it meant to that family. That's actually on the BBITM, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast today, if you want to go and check that out. Plus, I'm thinking we do an after show today, and we call David to get an update on his vacation.
San Antonio.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of fun. Anyway, check out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, or at kfin.com.